It is Today FM here with Luke from the Kooks. How are you, sir?
Hi. I'm very good. Wet and soggy, but good.
Brand new album. Yeah. And this is your first gig since?
It is. I have little baby butterflies.
Baby butterflies.
Little small ones, yeah. It's great.
This album, it's kind of stubborn. It's like, literally, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to go back to old, noughties, Kook sound.
I like the word stubborn. That's kind of, I mean, it felt slightly against the grain.
And I think that is a brilliant way to describe it, because that is what you guys do best.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been running away a bit from our first album, in the sense that we always try and do something new, and I think this one was just like kind of redefine the DNA of the band. There are lots of moments on the album that are definitely more experimental, a bit out there for us, but it's a guitar record, and it is what you would want to hear, I think, from us, I hope. You know?
Absolutely. So a lot has happened over the past few years. Yourself and Eddie Rose are engaged, so we kind of see that journey in the record.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, there was a kind of journey that is slightly documented on the record, and you can't, as a songwriter, you never really differentiate between the two. You know, it's your life and then the writing, but there's also really playful moments. I mean, it's an eclectic record. I mean, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of Easter eggs and fun in this. If you haven't checked out this album, check this album out. It's only just after drop, and I'm telling you, it's full of Easter eggs, isn't it?
Exactly. That's a nice way of putting it. There's, there's Pamela, which is a love it or hate it. It's probably going to polarize people. We kind of did this kind of punky song about meeting a girl, really getting into her, and then by the end of the night, you find out she's an escaped mental patient and she's being carted off. like funny bits like that. It's like Chicken Bones, a bit funny. And then there's really deep moments like Weight of the World, which is a very personal tune where I'm like being pretty honest, and
find out with Honeybee as well.
On Honeybee, yeah.
I think Honeybee is there's a very personal story there. That, of course, is your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, my dad, who passed away when I was like 3 years old, I was basically left with some recordings that he'd done.
His records and guitar, a whole lot. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and like, you know, I had his Les Paul, and that's why I started playing guitar. And so I basically found an old demo of a song that he probably wrote in the 60s or the 70s, and me and the boys re-recorded it.
Wow.
And then we put his vocal in. So I duet it with my dad.
Isn't it incredible that we can do that now in a recording studio? It's amazing.
It's amazing. And the guys, sorry, just to say, the guys in the studio were amazing, because they took it from just a normal MP3. I didn't have they actually took his. There's a technology now where you can literally get one vocal from just an MP3.
So they lifted it and sampled it. That is brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. The studio that you used when you were in LA, because there's a very interesting story here. You know, you did the album, had to be scrapped, and then you went out again, which I love, because that just shows your dedication to the art. That was Ray Charles' old studio. Yep. Just happened to be beside the Museum of Death.
Yeah.
I mean, Will comes up with that idea. The Museum of Death. That's weird. There's a Charles Manson room. Well, hey.
It was pretty weird, man. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty weird. And there was some moments where there's some pretty unsavory people hanging around.
Well,
a lot of couples.
Yeah?
A lot of couples going there.
Really?
To the Museum of
to
Death.
Find romance.
clearly, like, you know, let's pray at the shrine of Charles Manson and maybe we'll find love. I don't know why that, you know.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You have a string of dates coming up. People can check them out on the website. Of course, you're playing Stradbally tonight. Just before we wrap up, I have noticed that people are really digging your music. I've never thought this game was about placing in charts. So grand for Naive, grand for She Moves in Her Own Way, things like that. Bad Habit is a phenomenal song. If you look at that on Spotify,
man,
you're just kind of going, man, the bangs on that. It's crazy. It's a really, really popular song. I think that that's kind of where music is at the moment, to a certain extent.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was never a single. It's a bizarre world. We kind of put it out in America and it did really well, but it was like, there is a democratization going on. We, as a band, we never really got given the keys to the town, if you know what I mean.
We
were always like, we've always had good, you know, good opportunities and stuff, but we've had this amazing thing where people are just discovering our music for the first time, and
that's, you still
that's
have cool. that amazing thing. That's quite evident. It is, and I will say that I love the new album. I think it's going to be
huge for you guys. Really appreciate it.
Luke, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I know you got a gig to do. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me.
Thank you, mate. Thank you so much.